Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like these stories are going to give me anxiety. Do you have a story that literally goes, yeah, and I almost died? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Do you have a story where you almost died and you're like, I don't know how I lived through that? AB's cousin was shot at, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's
what?
A thing.
Yeah, she texted me out of the blue the other day and just said, I have something for you to talk about on air. I almost got shot. And I was like, what?
Whoa.
So apparently she was tanning outside at her family's pool and she heard like a loud noise and felt wind and debris near her face, but was just like confused. So her stepdad came out to investigate and he found a hole in the fence and a bullet in the pool.
Oh my God.
And like it was close enough to her face that she could like feel that wind, which is so scary. And they called the cops and the cops said there's nothing we can do because it was an accident.
Oh,
how
really?
Do you know it was an accident?
And they live in like a neighborhood too. It's not like they live in the woods or like anything weird like that. Houses are close together like that. Nobody should be shooting a gun. But I guess the
yeah,
house,
how do you accidentally shoot the gun?
The house they think it came from, a cop lives there.
Oh,
so now they think there's some weird cover up going on. But
what the hell? Really? We're like onto something here.
Yeah. But that's all the information they have right now.
I also can relate. Do you guys remember how?
Oh, here we go. Right.
Guys, I'm not sure if you remember this. I was
shot. Turn his mic off.
I was shot. I was at my uncle's farm in Iowa. I turned around to grab a beer and it ricocheted off the target and it hit me in the back of the head. I survived a gunshot. So I know what it feels like to almost die like your cousin and survive. I'm like 50 Cent. Me and your cousin were like 50. Actually, she almost got shot. I actually got hit.
Saying you got shot in the back of the head, but like never went to the hospital, never did anything.
Shows you how big of a badass I am.
Is there just a bullet in your head?
Have you talked to me?
Yeah, maybe it checks out.
It's all making sense.
Okay, does anyone else have a wild story where like, oh, I almost died? Kevin's got one. You were in the hospital for how long in that car accident?
Yeah, and not only that, when I was 16 in that car accident, I almost got in a car accident in a NASCAR. I got the opportunity to drive.
Oh, you guys believe him? All of a sudden, Kevin's a NASCAR driver.
Kevin never lies.
Kevin's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Kevin drive for NASCAR.
Well, and I didn't even know at the time. I got to ride a couple of laps with one of the NASCAR drivers on the track.
That's cool.
And they took me around and all that stuff. And I can remember having the helmet and everything on and even the driver jerking the car a little bit. But I thought nothing of it because he's a professional driver. Well, then we had the team in to interview them. And the one guy said, yeah, by the way, he almost lost control. And you guys almost hit the wall.
Damn.
You're like, whoa. So.
Okay. Do you have a crazy story where you're like, yeah, and then I almost died? 855-444-6342. Do you have a story where you're like, I almost died? This is one of the craziest things that ever happened to me. 855-444-MEGA 855-444-6342. 444-6342. We are the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. I had a story for my dad. My dad got into a car accident when he was riding on a motorcycle and he hit the car in front of him and he actually did a flip over the car and landed on his feet. And when they saw him, they're like, that shouldn't have happened. But it was like one of those crazy stories where you're like, I almost died in this crazy car accident.
Knowing
crazy
your dad, that really checks out.
How come you guys believe everyone else's story except for the fact
because
that
a bullet didn't ricochet off of your skull and go somewhere else?
I have told this story before.
I mean, was it a Nerf gun bullet?
No, a real gun. Was in the back. I was at my uncle's farm, and it hit off a target, and I went to go grab a beer. Luckily, beer saves my life. I turn around to grab a beer, grab that good old Budweiser, and then boom, got hit. And I yelled, "I'm hit, I'm hit." Everyone couldn't believe it. I was bleeding and everything, down on the ground.
Ooh.
Still got up to drink my beer, because that's what I do.
I just have nothing to
I've
say
I've never
to
even
that.
Heard of this uncle either, or this farm. Like, uncle. The story just keeps getting yeah. more and more unbelievable for me. Yeah.
Screw you guys.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.